We're going to finish on Netflix with a new drama series that is a spin-off from a Guy Ritchie crime caper. It's called The Gentleman. It arrived on Thursday, the 7th of March, and here is a clip.
Must have come as a bit of a shock. Inheriting a house, title. As the new landlord, you will receive a significant amount of money. In return, letting us carry out our activities.
You's like a dink in it.
What the?
This was inspired by Guy Ritchie's 2019 film, which had the same name, and it was a massive box office hit. It had Matthew McConaughey in and Hugh Grant. And this is now an 8-part drama, and it's about an aristocratic family sort of living in this incredible estate. And when the aristocrat Eddie Horniman, who is played by the White Lotus's Theo James, his father dies and he's left this estate and has this new title of the Duke of Halstead. And what it kind of pulls apart is the idea that this aristocratic world is any different to any other world or a thug world, I should say, or you know, an underground world, because in order to upkeep this huge estate, the father had actually been using an East End gang who was using his property to grow cannabis, and he was taking a big cut off it. But once he's passed away, kind of loads of problems happen. You're dealing with the drug world, throws up loads of issues, and it can be very bloody in time. But I think the juxtaposition with these kind of really quite posh aristocrats and then these kind of thugs, the kind of people that are serving time in prison, is really quite interesting and actually works really, really well. If you don't like blood, it's not for you. There's a lot of blood splattering around. But if you like Guy Ritchie's films, you'll know that anyway. Vinnie Jones is in it. Ray Winston, Jolie Richardson. I mean, it's an absolute stellar cast. And all those people play the exact roles you'd imagine they're playing. You know, those kind of characters that just deliver those one-liners that will be repeated for years to come. I really enjoyed it. I was a bit worried that it might be a bit hammy, because sometimes these things can be, particularly with people like Ray Winston and Vinnie Jones in there doing just what they normally do. I think they're brilliant, by the way, but, you know, just doing that same old thing. But it doesn't feel that way at all. It feels really quite fresh. And I really, really enjoyed it. How about you, Ian?
I enjoyed episode one, I must say. I think you can draw a line back from Guy Ritchie to the original film, The Italian Job, starring Michael Caine, in that it had the similar thing of kind of the criminal underworld and the relationship with sort of high society. So you had the very posh Mr. Bridger, played by Noel Coward, in prison, and then you had Michael Caine's heist gang. Anyway, Ritchie is doing what he does best in this. I did see the film which inspired it, The Gentleman, which starred Matthew McConaughey, and it had another scene-stealing performance in the renaissance of Hugh Grant, again, sort of playing against type, the type of role that made him famous first time around. Yes, you have Eddie, who is in the forces, and he comes home to the sort of family's country estate when his father, played by Edward Fox, is dying and unexpectedly inherits, because again he's the spare, he's not the heir, but his brother is it's a very funny character. His brother Freddie, played by Daniel Ings, is a very feckless individual and up to his ears in debt, unfortunately, to this Liverpudlian gangster played by the brilliant Peter Serafinovich. So really nice to see him in this. As you say, we got Vinnie Jones doing his thing, bit of Ray Winston. You've got Carl Fring from Breaking Bad, Giancarlo Esposito, as a drug dealer wanting to buy the estate. So, yeah, it's great, it's stylish, it's funny, it's exactly what you want from Guy Ritchie, and he's really on form with this. And in fact, you could easily imagine this being a film, but yeah, it's a spin-off from one of his films, so yeah, I think there's plenty to recommend it.